Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, one, welcome all to another edition of Just One Spark Radio. It's your host, MC Django, and we give thanks for another edition, another opportunity to come forward and discuss what really needs to happen. Because we in a mess, ain't we, y'all? A cold-blooded mess. All this confusion, all this uncertainty, all this difficulty. And for what? What is it all for? All right? What does it even really matter, right? Yeah, it matters. And it's all for something. So don't be discouraged. Don't be alarmed. Don't be despondent, disillusioned. Time for problem solvers to rise. This is a time for those who have solutions to come forward. Those who desire solutions to come forward. Those who want to become problem solvers to come forward. This is that time. Because we're dealing with a problem that nobody knows or understands completely, and nobody knows how to stop it. Either we're going to be truthful that it can be stopped and we'll do what is necessary, or let's be honest that it can't be stopped. And then let's figure out why not. So that's what's happening tonight, family. Here on Just One Spark Radio, we're going to unravel the conspiracy. You all know what that V means, so we don't even use that word. Because every time you say it out loud, they're going to smack a badge or a stamp or a star or asterisk. So we're going to pass all that. But we're going to unravel the V conspiracy. This is number 11 of 19 COVID conversations, where we take this invisible boogie monster of COVID and we begin to look at and break down exactly what's going on, because it's very confusing. And we know that the Most High, Highest Creator is not the author of confusion. So if it's confusing, look for the devil in the details. And we're going to expose the devilish details of the V conspiracy here tonight on Just One Spark Radio. All right, so let's buckle in, put our big boy and girl pants on, put our thinking hats on, all right? And let's delve into this very, very important subject. At a time when all this alarm, all this fret, all of this worry, all of this doubt is being pushed on us. And many of us are not strong enough to be able to deal with everything that's going on. Because many of us were not preparing ourselves for a time like this. And that's why it's so difficult. That's why it's so overwhelming. That's why it's so uncertain. But we can quickly get ourselves together, and we can be brought up to speed expeditiously if we would just open our hearts and our minds and our ear to something that we've never heard before, something that normally we wouldn't want to hear. But all the information that we're getting today is still does not have us clear on what the problem is or its solution. So let's get clear. You hear? All right, MC Django Radio. You already know how we get down, so let's be about the business of doing just that. I'm looking for, okay, I still got to get some of my tracks in place here, but it's all good. One track that we have always get a lot of interest in, and we're going to hit you with again. We definitely want to make it known that we do not own the rights to the music or audio clips that are shared here on Just One Spark Radio, but we do exercise our right to freedom of expression. And that's a blessing. Here we go. We'll come back on the other side of this track. Just One Spark Radio. Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I slipped up, man. I made some mistakes in my life, and
Yahweh,
though, I'm paying for it.
Yeah.
I gotta live with it.
Man up.
It's just how it is.
Man up.
It comes with the territory.
Yeah.
Of being a better man.
Yeah.
But you can't be a better man if you don't understand. Why do people go against the grain? Searching for the answers, cause I'm guilty of the same thing. Looking for some fortune in the fast lane. Living unremorseful with a bad name. Suffering from lack of vision when the crash came. I should've broke the windows of the glass pane. Looking in the mirror how my plans changed. Got me hoping for redemption any bad days. Because I ran away from my calling like a prodigy. Thought I was a soldier trying to be all I can be. Leaning on my own strength, now that spiritual robbery. Now everything I put my trust in ended up robbing me. Going against the grain made it hard to see. But the God in me told me keep going. Even though you slip, learn from this and keep focused. Seek my face and never seek your own glory. Go get my 223 and ride around town to be a smile with a century. Graduated to the cold case mystery. But I don't want this soul to flame up like hickory. Refrain from these thoughts knowing that's not it for me. I'm just praying for the day my father sent for me. Cause I know physically this is a temporary resident. The firstborn resurrected is the evidence. Heaven sent eternal life is such a precious gift. This flesh of men has to turn back into sediment. And it's benevolence, it's equipped in the testament. This is dedicated, I keep practicing for readiness. Like fresh meat, I'm just trying to get my letterman. Don't wanna end up like New Orleans when the levee split. Yeah. I'm getting high, I'm high. Closer to my dreams, closer to my dreams, and I'm getting close. I'm getting high, high, high. Closer to my dreams, closer to my dreams, and I'm getting close. I'm getting close. I'm close to my dream, and I'm getting close.
Welcome back. Just One Spark Radio. All right, MC Django. Here on the microphone. Part of that Just Once Minute, where our mission is to set the tone and become an example of mutual power building and genuine humanity. My goodness, if these are not missing elements to the overall scheme of things, all right? Mutual power building and genuine humanity. This is the mission of the Just One Spark movement. We are encouraging all of our people who desire lasting solutions, ongoing problems, to see yourself as the spark. Just one spark is all it takes to get it started. And from oppression's grip, we are departed. Be the spark. I am a spark. You are a spark. Just one spark is all it takes. Our desire is to ignite an eternal flame of real change. By becoming an example of mutual power building and genuine humanity. We based everything that we're working on now from the foundational premise that any human need is a human right. The human being is in need of proper food, clothing, housing, education, health care, transportation, employment, security, and last but not least, love. Food, clothing, housing, education, health care, transportation, employment, security, love. These are basic human needs, therefore, they are human rights. So the work that we are engaged in doing is a human rights initiative, something no one can have a problem with, something that seems like the entire world is focused on, at least in word, uplifting, honoring, protecting, respecting everyone's human rights. Any basic human need is a human right. Now, in order for us to be victorious from oppression's grip, then we're going to need to implement a formula that we follow that will lead us to just that. See, oppression and victory over oppression, or victory from oppression, or liberation from oppression and victory over oppression in all forms is the goal. What's the formula to reach the goal that we as a people are going to apply? Because unless and until our struggles and our efforts and our movements are based in science, mathematical principle, you can add in spiritual principle, you can add in other principles, but they have to be rooted in the principles of math and science, because these are the principles that undergird this world and allow for everything that we see in this world. It's based on the principles of math and science. It's not based on rhetoric. It's not based on just theory. It's not based on conviction, belief, perspective, speculation, opinion. It's based on proven formula, on a universal law. And that's what the struggle has to be based on, not our emotions, fleeting as they can be, not our mentals, as all over the places they can be, not our spirituals, as narrow-minded as they can be. The formula for victory. starts with truth and ends in freedom. We'll talk about what freedom looks like, and we'll deal with truth. We'll start off with that. The formula for victory: truth, equity, see, truth, then equity, then justice, then peace, then freedom. Ends in freedom. Kind of like the journey of conception to birth. No matter the situation or the extenuating factors surrounding the conception to now wiggle and squirm, trying to earn its place in history. Oh, it's not just one sperm that reaches the ovum. And it ain't just one sperm that's wiggling and squirming. It's multiple sperm, but only one. Makes it through. That's truth. The spark of life is truth. There's nothing more powerful in the universe than truth. Starts in truth, ends in freedom. Remember, there are formulas for success. Formula for failure. And worst of all, formula for mediocrity. And that's where we find ourselves today as a people. In a mediocre state of existence. Going along to get along, that's mediocrity. Saying something but doing nothing, that's mediocrity. The only place where we find success before work is a dictionary or in our dreams. So this is why Just One Spark, we continue to encourage our people to keep rising. Don't fall for the okey-doke. Stop saying or even thinking that you're living your best life. So ask yourself again, are you really living your best life? You want nothing more, nothing better, nothing greater than where you are now. Shame on you. Shame on us. And shame on them. The ones who miseducated us, misinformed us, misled us, and mistook us for some fools. We don't get down like that. Nah. We can't let it happen. So let's unravel the V conspiracy. It's not going to take long. And it's a continuation of us from July 11th. Dealing with the missing piece. And this is what we're going to do tonight. The missing piece is understanding what this V is all about. The missing piece is understanding what this V is all about. I know you just want to protect yourself. I know you just want to protect your loved ones. I know you just want to do your part to end this pandemic. But doesn't it seem like, you know, two steps forward, three steps back? Three steps forward, six steps back, five steps forward, five steps back, So how far are we? We made any progress? Are we there yet? No. That's why we've been singing We Shall Overcome far too long. When? So we're going to delve into unraveling this deep conspiracy, understanding that there's political implications. All right? There's military implications that are robbing of our so-called constitutional rights that are implicated. The dismantling of an entire society, an entire way of life. The tipping over of this melting pot. That's what we're looking at. While everybody is focused on the V. To be or not to be. In me. In you. That's the question we got to answer. But you have to know and be informed that it's much bigger than that. It's much deeper than that. That we began to see what's going on. Now, you can go back to our archive shows, because at the end of June 2020, Just One Spark Radio relaunched. And we had a state of an emergency show. Go check it out. We stated then, enough is enough. Enough of the crap. Enough of the misinformation. Enough of the deception. Again, we're going to stress to those of you who find it so difficult to think that a conspiracy theory or conspiracy is real. The minimum requirements for there to be a conspiracy is just two people, two parties, two entities, two spirits. Two variants, Alpha, Delta. Just two. CDC, NHI, WHO. Just two. Republicans, Democrats, just two. Trump, Giuliani. All it takes is two. Confusion about the V and about the pandemic for us not to take time to look a little closer. To stop just watching and listening to face information and do a little research. The majority of those who have taken a V never even looked at its ingredients. That's a doggone shame. Now, who's to blame? For people who have, for a country, for laws that are in place to protect people's rights to privacy and their rights to proper medical care and their rights to knowing everything that they're doing. Why would not a full understanding of the V be made available to everybody? I don't give a damn if you got to make TikTok videos explaining it. I don't care. But understanding the V, just like they have all kind of people who are coming out now promoting and endorsing everyone getting the V, then they could have come out with these same people who could have talked about its ingredients. Even though we believe that this is best, know that this is just a test. We're not sure exactly what this is and what it can do, for sure. We're not sure what the long-term negative effects could be. The people who are have taken the V, will take the V, you are the case study. You are the guinea pigs. And as long as you know that you are, then that's fine. You don't have the right to tell everybody else that they should be guinea pigs just because you have decided to be one. Four manufacturers of the V so far. Now, Israel is pushing a booster shot. See? Here we go. You thought you was done.
They're going to be shooting you up till kingdom come.
The bullshit, isn't it? Oh, you thought you were done. Some of y'all, oh, I got the Johnson & Johnson. One shot action. Yeah, right. Gotta need a booster. Why do you think the Delta variant was allowed to spread like it was? Remember, just a couple of months ago, it was developing and surging in India. That was basically it. They had a case over here in South Africa. They had another case in Australia, case over here in the UK. But for the most part, it was centered in India. Now, if you don't know anything about the Indian people, one, you have North and South India, okay? And that makes a difference, in particular to the Indian people, like Puerto Rican and Mexican. You don't get it. Don't get it twisted, right? Now, but listen, the Indian people are all over the globe. So they travel to India from all over the globe. They travel from India to all over the globe. So why did it take them so long to stop international travel? The Delta variant is spreading, and they still are allowing here in the United States. Hold on. When I say it's spreading, I'm not talking about in India, because we don't even hear nothing about India anymore. It's spreading and surging in the United States, and they haven't stopped air travel yet. So it seems to me that there's somebody behind the scenes who, even though they got everybody taking this vaccine, and they know that even with full vaccination, you still can contract COVID and pass it to someone else. Tell me, what is the reason for you taking this unknown shot? This shot in the dark, literally? The dark meat, that is. You're taking something that you don't even know fully what it is. It doesn't even keep you from getting, before the vaccine was even discovered or formulated, we were being told by medical professionals at that time, what? Increase your vitamin D input. Stop this. Stop that. Begin to incorporate this into your diet. Begin to strengthen your immune system. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So that if you contract it, the symptoms will not be severe and will not have you in ICU or on a ventilator. So we had natural holistic methods by the same medical professionals who come up with this dope of hope that they want to shoot in us to try to help us cope. And it's really like soap on a rope. See? Places where you got to keep soap on the rope. There's a clear reason why the soap is on a rope. You know what that is? You don't want to bend over to pick up the soap. And 9 times out of 10, anybody who's dealt with some soap knows it can come out your hands kind of quick, unexpectedly, and fall to the tub or whatever. Okay? But in environments where you don't want to have to bend over to pick up the soap on a rope. But look at us. the rope is a noose around our neck. We've bitten off just a little more than we could chew. But we're going to talk about how we get out of this family. It's not going to be hard to do. But how much more death do we have to see? How much more sickness? How much more confusion and chaos has to take place before we understand that the way it's being done is not right? So we got to stop, reassess where we are, where we're going, and what is it going to take to get us from here to there? But if you don't care, then act like you don't care and be quiet. See, there's so many opinions out here of people who just want to talk. What's the solution to the problem? They told us that all it took was 70% of the people in America being fully vaccinated for us to achieve herd immunity. So why are we being told now that everyone has to get vaccinated? Huh? That's the conspiracy that you got to address, that you got to see. You can't turn the blind eye. Not when it concerns our mortality. Become more wise and more informed. Because if they come with a booster shot, you're just going to take it? And then what about another booster shot? I mean, when does it stop? If the virus is an ever-evolving variant, then every time that the variant is in and among the people, it's going to mutate. That's what happened with the Alpha variant. Where do you think the Delta variant came from? It came from the Alpha variant. Now, how many variants can you deal with? How many variants does it take to get to the middle of the... How many variants? And that's the question for all those who have taken the thing. How many variants is it going to be? All right, think about that. Hold the line. We're going to... take a quick break, and got another 25 minutes or so, but I want to help us understand these are questions that we have to pose. These are conversations that we have to begin to have with ourselves, with our colleagues, with our friends, our loved ones. Time out for the games, all right? So know that it will be all right. It's confusing, but we don't have to end up losing. So, all right, another Just One Spark banger coming at you. We'll be back on the other side of this track. MC Django, Just One Spark Radio. Let's go.
Yeah, can I be honest for a minute? Yeah, in the bed staring at the ceiling, wishing I wasn't so affected by these feelings. Cause the way I see it right now, me throwing in the towel is starting to look more appealing. Back and forth with the questions, what's the cause of me battling these thoughts of depression? They say you better count your blessings, but I'm just being honest, so please excuse my expressions. Voices in my head saying you ain't worth the life in you. Talk a good game, but you ain't got enough fight in you. I'm like, probably true, feeling defeated easily, or like a disappointment to everyone who believed in me. Frustrated tears soaking up the pillowcases, living life under the pressure, I can feel it breaking. Praying to God, I know you there, but the burdens that I wear seem too heavy to bear. He told me be still.
And I know that the sun will rise if I can make it through the night. And I know that the sun will rise if I can make it through the night.
I know the tough times won't last forever, but it feels like it in the process. Tired of looking like I got it together, when on the inside I'm feeling like it's far-fetched. The people telling me that I'm blessed, inside I'm thinking on my prayers even adding up. Had enough of obstacles stacked up. My homies say you hold your head, it's just God working to build character. It makes sense, I wish I was more convinced in times like this instance when I feel the resistance. Can I please be honest for another minute, or less it's a few more seconds, too long to listen. 19th the day of one of my darkest woes, so this is more than just a song, this is my heart exposed. Wrestling with this pain, only God knows. He said, trust me, my son, let it go. But just be still.
And I know that the sun will rise if I can't make it through the night. And I know that the sun will rise if I can't make it through the night. And I know that the sun will rise if I can't make it through the night.
There, y'all. Freedom is on the horizon. Time to start rising. To the enemy surprising. Welcome back. Guess One Spark Radio. MC Django on the microphone. And once again, it's on. So, hope y'all understand what time it is, man. You got to be still. That ain't mean you don't move at all, but within your spirit, within your mind, analyze, research, read, know for yourself, whatever it is that you choose. But if 70% is what's required for herd immunity, then count me in the 30. I'm 1 of 30, period. You want to be 1 of 70? Go ahead. Shouldn't be no argument. But see the conspiracy? See, this is what the professionals told us was required before. Oh, the Delta variant. Mm-hmm. So a Delta variant is surging, right? And they're opening up the world at the same time. You have a Delta variant in India. You have Indians who are traveling from India all over the world. So could it be that they can't say that now because we just signed an anti-Asian hate bill, which means you can't say anything negative about anybody in the Asian community? Are you kidding me? Even if they're wrong? Even if they're responsible? But because of capitalism, they got to open up the world. Because these big money corporations are bleeding money. These states, huh? These counties, these cities, been a major economic blow to everybody. And then you tell people, these are the professionals again, that if you've been fully vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. You think they're going to go back to a mask? Now that you tell them? No. And this is what we see going on. They've been pumping this stuff over the news for the last week. All right? California just went back to another mass mandate. Now, how many people are going to adhere to that mandate? Because you told me once I was fully vaccinated, I'm fine. Tell me that I got to walk around with a mask on all the time? Even on the inside? I mean, not even on the inside, but even on the outside? Yeah. It's a pandemic, dummies. Until there's herd immunity, everybody should have still kept the same social distancing protocols and everything in place. What is wrong with these folks? If it's as dangerous as you say it is, you got to tell people just because you got fully vaccinated, you can't get comfortable. So you purposely created another surge or allowed for another surge. And then now you want to tell the 30% now, oh, no, no, there's no more 30. We need 100%. Get the hell out of here. So for those of you who have taken the V, if you're confident with your decision, then stand on it. If you're concerned now that you've taken the V, that it wasn't the best decision, don't be quiet. You certainly can speak with us. We want to hear what you have to say. But if you have concerns, if you're feeling any kind of remorse or anything like that, there's nothing wrong with expressing that. For those who have said they're not going to take the V, I would like everyone to share this conversation, this link, with everyone that you know who has said they will not take the V. Now, here comes those who are in healthcare. It seems like it's about to be mandated. The federal government is mandating all federal employees now get vaccinated. So if you work at a hospital, start mandating. No more religious exemption, no more medical exemption. Or if you get a medical exemption, maybe. But they won't honor the religious exemption. See? So this invisible boogie monster has now flipped this entire world upside down. We ain't been able to tackle poverty. We haven't been able to tackle ignorance or miseducation or lack of education. We haven't been able to tackle and completely resolve the war on drugs, the war on terror. But all of a sudden, this invisible boogie monster comes along and look at all these changes. Look at all this flipping and twisting that a government, a society was hell-bent on not moving and budging when it comes to truth, equity, justice, peace, and freedom. But here comes an invisible boogie monster, and there they go. I don't want them working on a vaccine because it doesn't seem like they know what they're doing. They should spend their focus, their money, and their time and their resources on a cure. This is what will make all of us who are hesitant feel more secure. Develop something that you can give to someone on a ventilator or someone in ICU. It gets in their system, and within a few days, they are now off the ventilator, they are now out of ICU and on their way to recovery. That's the shot. That's hot, okay? That's the shot right there. All right? I may consider taking that shot. But a vaccine that still allows me to contract this deadly virus, to pass it on to somebody else who can die just because I don't die. Ain't that some madness? Don't you see the trickery in all of this? And if you can't see it, it's just because you don't want to see it. So you got to take an experimental shot trying to preserve your life and save those around you. That shot doesn't cure COVID. That shot does not ensure that you are protected from COVID. You still can contract it, and you still can pass it to someone else, and they can die. So why would you even give it a try? I mean, see? But they stoke us with fear. They program us. Do what's right. You know, it's kind of like voting. So you have people tell me, oh, you just need to vote, even if it's for the lesser of two evils. Huh? But it's thought it was my right. It's not my right. Huh? No, but people died for that right. Well, they shouldn't have had to. There's something wrong with this country. But it's my right. So I have the right to exercise it or not. And if there's nobody that I want to vote for, why would you have a problem with me not voting? It's my right. And then you exercise your right and don't do nothing else after that. You're not trying to lobby no legislation, whoever you supported. You just wait for the next election to feel good about the fact that I voted. And what we have going on in this country right now is a direct result of our votes. The people who voted. Yeah, you. Y'all. You're the ones who keep telling everybody that's not voting, huh, that you need to vote. Now you have voted. And what are you getting for your vote? The moratorium on evictions just ended yesterday. The level of madness that's about to start going on. The courts are going to be inundated with eviction processes and things like that. The sheriff's departments are going to be inundated with having to execute these evictions. The landlords are going to be, many of them are tired. It's been over a year. They haven't got no rent. People have been living in their properties rent-free. So they're going to come with a crew, a whole crew. Maybe wait till you leave home, right? And bum rush the house, break in, change all the locks and the doors. They got to break a window. They'll get the window fixed and everything and move all your stuff out on the street and take occupancy of their house. Yeah, but you'll have to go to court to address it. See, these are the things that are going to start taking place. And you're going to see a tremendous amount of chaos in these streets while they got you focused on the V, T-N-I-A-T, or Haiti, with the assassination of their president and all the chaos that's going on. You see the chaos in Ethiopia and what's going on. But all we are focused on the V. You got schools about to open up next month, this month, and all the controversy around that when it comes to the V. So we better be very clear. They're already talking about stipulating certain benefits or certain access to public buildings and stuff like that if you have the V or not. But if we were able to live without the V and all we had to do was practice social distancing and cover up and wash our hands frequently, you see what I'm saying? This is what you were telling us to do. Then why are you trying to mandate something now? When all you got to do is encourage people that have not taken the V or don't take the V to continue practice social distance practicing, but it should be for everybody until we have herd immunity. We're not even at 70% fully vaccinated in this country yet. And you're already seeing now contradictions, Delta variant. So remember, you got to continue to ask yourself, how can you do? If they come up with a shot for every new variant, will you be ready to get one? And what makes you think that the American people are going to fall for that? So we have to have a contingency plan in place. We have to be thinking now about our basic needs and equating them with being human rights. Basic human need is a human right. So this is a warning to us. Prepare, but you stand firm. It is an experimental vaccine. The people who are taking it are the case study. And this is the worst, okay, protocols for a case study. The people are the guinea pigs, but they don't have any strict requirements on this study, you know what I'm saying, on the parameters. See? You can't study something like this and you're opening up society. Did you see all the folks when the Greek Freak and Milwaukee Bucks won the NBA championship? Yeah. super spreader event. Did you just see Lollapalooza in Chicago? Hmm? Super spreader event. Are you watching the Olympics in Tokyo? Super spreader event. Cannot say this is a global pandemic and allow the entire world to remain open. You're not being true to what you say in your medical oath. Do no harm. You are doing harm by not treating this global pandemic as serious as it should be treated because of capitalism. This entire thing should be shut down and everybody should be on appointments as far as going to get your gas, going to get food, getting stuff delivered as much as possible. If you get COVID, you stay in your house and medical professionals in hazmat suits will come and treat you in your home. The leadership is not there and it's being done on purpose. This is not by accident, family. We need more death, more uncertainty, more blatant contradictions, huh? But they got you pursuing all this fluffy stuff, trying to get to the next level, step on up, get that money, chase that bag. Conspiracy is way deeper than a shot. But the shot is the test. Just to see how everybody handles it. So if we don't shut this country down and go back to the way it was when we were acting like it was so serious and put everybody on a situation where all your needs are provided for, your money is there, till we achieve herd immunity. But the contradictions are too high because the Delta variant is not the Alpha variant. The vaccine was formulated for the Alpha variant. They have already said that it's more contagious and its complications are more severe than the Alpha variant. So what is making you think that you're protected when what you have in your arm was not formulated for this new variant? With the self-righteousness, stop with the madness of thinking that you're in a better place and everybody that doesn't have a shot or whatnot is wrong. You don't even know what's going on. And you're putting your blind trust in something that you know nothing of, in a virus that just came out of nowhere. But guess what? It's not natural to the planet. It's man-made. So you got to deal with that. What kind of man would make a virus like this? For what? So you're so caught up in how deadly it is, you're not even thinking about all these other things that's going on. But enough of the huff and fluff. Be very careful, family. Look deep into this thing. They're going to start cutting off benefits if you're not fully vaccinated. You can't get access to certain things if you're not fully vaccinated. You all are out your mind if you think that that's what's going down, that the people are going to stand by and allow this thing to go down like that. For the devil in the details. All right. Just One Spark Movement, we represent the 10-point plan. We encourage you to visit the website, justonespark.com, J-U-S, no T, J-U-S, the number one, spark.com. J-U-S, the number one, spark.com. Just One Spark, justonespark.com. Definitely go there. Check out the 10-point plan. Check out the website. Leave your information. Stay in touch. Reach out for us because at the end of the day, we've got to have contingency plans for where we are right now. We can no longer stand by, say something, and do nothing. If we do, this wickedness will win. So until next time, family, we appreciate you all coming through, giving thanks to the Most High, Highest Creator, to our ancestors, to each and every one of you, and to our most valuable resource as a people, our youth, and our future. JustOneSpark.com. Check us out. Time to Just One Spark Radio. I'm MC Django. Let's go.
Feeling so good, like a warm summer's day. Yeah, I'm so nervous how to fly. Something I forgot when I was born. Reminding myself in this material form, paragliding higher than a cloud over the storm. When I realize the flesh is what I gotta scorn. That's what I scorn. Yeah, I'm a heavenly artist. Yeah, I ain't talking about clothes, but I'm shedding the garments. My soul's headed to farthest, where the sky's full of beauty and starlight. Marvelous. No, you can't get me down, cause I'm out of the orbit. The plane's on the ground. Not Horus, the name is pronounced. I ain't flying, I'm soaring. The same as the same as the sound. Speech guided by the light. Overpower the darkness when I ride it in the night. God, he's the pilot of my life. And I'm a god on the earth, just trying to take
flight. Beyond the atmosphere, beyond the moon. Beyond the solar system, higher I go. Beyond the cosmos, beyond the universe. Up in the heavens, closer to you. Heavenly Father, I'm closer to you. Heavenly Father, draw me closer to you. Heavenly Father, I'm closer to you. Heavenly Father, I'm trying to get through. This is the art of ascension. Yeah, the art of ascension. This is the art of ascension. Yeah, the art of ascension.
Yeah, small world, I'm seeing in my rear view mirror. Higher that I get, things only get clearer. Miriam Akiba sings, I can still hear her. When the song's over, hear the cosmos cheer. Music to my ears when I'm moving through the spheres. In another dimension, flying through the light years. Ascending to a higher level where the angels singing a beautiful voice. Beyond the atmosphere, beyond the moon. Beyond the solar system, higher I go. Beyond the cosmos, beyond the universe. Up in the heavens, closer to you. Heavenly Father, I'm closer to you. Heavenly Father, draw me closer to you. Heavenly Father, I'm closer to you. Heavenly Father, I'm trying to get through. This is the art of ascension. The art of ascension. This is the art of ascension. The art of ascension.
Blessed by the Most High. And I'm flying. And I'm flying.